This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that is QB1 on being ready to go on Sunday. It is finally Drake May time. And we had Bill O'Brien on this morning, always an awesome interview on this show. And if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it whenever you want on the Odyssey app. You can do that with anything that you may have missed on this show at any time. But I was interested in the way he described what he would do when it comes to scheme, game plan for Drake May on Sunday. And you agree?
Yeah, I like to shrink the playbook for him. Do things that he does well. Put him on the move. When you want to take a shot, I would go I know Shime's going to love this. Jump into the world of max protection off of play action. Maybe it becomes a one or two man route max where you have plenty of guys that can protect. And if that shot's not there based on the coverage, then maybe just use your athletic ability and get out of there.
Or add in a nice wiggy classic tight end leak route. Yep. You're good to go.
The O-ish screen.
What do you think the balance ends up being Sunday between run plays and others?
I think I would probably say 55% run, 45% pass. You don't want to keep it simple for him, especially in the first game against a good defense that, Will Anderson Jr. can get after the quarterback.
But also that game script could easily change if you get down 7-0, 10-0 early.
And I like empty, too. I like empty for a young quarterback. Put him in empty, have short routes, make him get the ball out of his hand quickly. Sprinkle a little bit of motion in there so it determines for him whether or not they're playing man or zone so he can have a good pre-snap read, and then he's able to get the ball out quickly. And if, they're in a zone and things happen, they happen to jump routes, when you're in empty, it's obviously a good time for a quarterback to get up out of there and use his athletic ability.
You and Bill O'Brien love to throw the game script out there, Shime.
Yeah, I mean, we're simpatico, Greg. Yes. We're on the same page.
I'm on Shime Island.
Ugh. Yeah. I think, Shime, there's a real possibility that he would send you on the road to do some scouting.
I would be over the moon.
That is a segment for the show. We get Shime video of him on the road, scouting, taking notes. He becomes like the Michigan
guy. Got the stopwatch out.
He's a big bone Connor Stallion.
Yes, yes.
Lock me in.
There you go.
Send me to Louisville. I'll go scout.
But do you have faith that when you heard Bill O'Brien talk about all of those things that you just talked about, do you have faith that Alex Van Pelt can and is going to do that?
Well, I think he can. I mean, it's not that difficult. Like, if you're an offensive coordinator, and the other thing that you would do is, if there was something he did good on scout team, maybe a specific play concept that you said, oh, he really did good, and because he talked about how other offenses were pretty cool, we all know it's a copycat cat league, take some of those things and maybe incorporate it into your offense.
I'm also curious, too, because AVP said early in the season, it might have been right after week one, that he wasn't able to use his whole playbook. I'm curious if that's because a portion of his playbook was specifically designed for a quarterback that has a skill set like Drake May,
yep,
and you just can't use that with Jacoby Brissett, because over 4 weeks, we haven't seen the playbook evolve all that much.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious where that portion of the playbook he was referencing even is.
That's probably the RPO play portion of the playbook, the element of giving your running game an extra running back, in the sense where your quarterback's a good athlete. Think about the touchdown that he scored in the preseason, came off of an RPO where he made it seem like, all right, I could give it to the running back. He keeps it. Boom. Jaden Daniels scored a touchdown like that in the game last week, I believe, or a couple of weeks. When you have that type of quarterback, especially inside the 10-yard line, and you can run RPO with him, is a lot of things that you could do. So maybe that's the portion
so
of
what's
the playbook.
And I'll ask those that are listening this as well. But what's a good showing by Drake May on Sunday? What meets your expectation? Shyam, he was number one in your mocks,
yeah,
from time to time.
No, throughout the entire time, not time to time, the entire
sometimes
time.
Sometimes you change your mocks after the draft happens.
You were a J.J. McCarthy guy for a hot second.
Yeah, no, Drake May has always been and it will always be my number one quarterback from that draft.
So what's a reasonable expectation of success for him on Sunday? Do they have to win the football game?
No, I don't think you have to win the football game. I think you have to. Your offense has to be competitive, right? You have to be clearly taking a step up from what you've been the first 5 weeks of the season. You have to look at least more cohesive, at least more explosive than that. If you want like number parameters, I don't know. I would say 175 plus and at least a touchdown throw. Like, that to me
is... And he can't turn over the ball over and over again.
Yeah, you can't have like three interceptions, right? Like, if he throws a pick, that's fine. I'm not scared of him throwing interceptions. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes lead the league in interceptions over the last like 2 years, but they're the best quarterbacks in football because they throw so much.
Jerry in the Twitch chat says one touchdown, one pick, 200 yards.
See, I don't even need, you just can't have that Zach Wilson three interceptions and like, where the hell was he throwing the ball? He just like, you can't have that.
And just on the Zach Wilson quickly, did you see the stat out there that through the first four games, Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson scored the same number of points?
Correct.
Right.
And had the same amount of interceptions, I think.
Yep, you're right.
I don't need to see, like, the yardage numbers I just want to see where you can go, and we've seen these games. We've seen them with Zach Wilson. We've seen them with Mac Jones, where you go, oh, he looks like he's got potential. Like, that's, I think, what I'll be looking for in this game, where it's like, this kid looks like he has some potential, and take that. I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway for me versus where if this you go out there and he just looks like a deer in headlights.
603 text from my beloved New Hampshire people. I can't wait for this offense to look worse with Drake May and to hear how Shyam explains it away on Monday morning. Well, he will have that opportunity to do that on a paper.
Yeah, I won't explain anything away.
It
can't
look worse.
It physically cannot look worse.
It can't.
You're the only quarterback in all of football that is worse than Jacoby Brissett is Deshaun Watson. That's it. It's the only one. Like, the only way Drake May looks awful is if he's out there doing Will Levis things, like throwing the ball, like just handing the ball to the other team, which isn't going to happen.
Like, he's getting ready to get sacked.
You don't want the falling over in the end zone, avoiding the safety by throwing a pick six. You don't want that.
No, I don't want that. I don't want the surrender cobra after he just threw a pick and the guy's taking it to the house. Like, and it's crazy to me that people just like assume you make one mistake and you're just immediately a bad quarterback. Like, did anybody see Jordan Love this weekend make a Carson Wentz decision to trying to throw it away, and he throws it to the corner and it's a pick six? Like, quarterbacks make mistakes sometimes. It's just, do you learn from them and do you continue to make them is the question.
It's a lot of fun to not be the guy that's oddly obsessed and in love with the Patriots quarterback. Like, it's amazing seeing and how energized this has made him.
Curtis, I feel like an entirely new human being. Like, going through the Mac Jones era post Tom Brady and getting here has been like an insane roller coaster.
I do worry about Van Pelt just being a total pud.
Well, that's the problem.
I get that.
I mean, that I don't know that
he's the guy.
Right. I mean, I wish we could send Van Pelt to the Pepper Palace, get some exotic flavors in the offense.
But, like, even if Van Pelt's not the guy, you're still going to see moments where Drake May is awesome. Like, he can be so good that he can overcome the play calling to a point. Like, it's never going to be to the point where he's going to take you to a Super Bowl. Like, but he's going to be able to overcome bad play calling at times.
Look for the moments. I think that's a good word that Scheim uses. Look for the moments in the Drake May performance that you can walk away and go, okay, he does have that potential to be really good. And then if Alex Van Pelt isn't the guy, now you just got to hope the next guy that they get is the one, because you don't want him to have like a Baker Mayfield situation where it's like three different offensive coordinators in his first 3 years as a quarterback.
All right, well, Drake May gets his first NFL start on Sunday, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.